from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Winter is obviously not over, and neither are highway closures due to weather. The snow and gusty wind has led to Highway 11 being shut down between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. Provincial police say it won't reopen until the weather clears up enough to make it safe. The addition of 7 doctors at Timmins and District Hospital since last July does little to solve the shortage of family physicians. Recruiter Corey Krupa says the effort to fill the gap in primary care has him doubling down on that aspect, going to recruitment fairs, among other activities. And he says the hospital is working on students from the Northern Ontario School of Medicine.
We have 7 NOSM medical students and 7 family residents. We're currently making sure that they are welcome, that they're appreciated, and that they can see themselves practice in here.
On MyTimmonsNow.com, we have the audio of our full interview with Corey Krupa. Among other things, he discusses obstacles and advantages to getting doctors to move here. For the 51st year, the Timmins Multicultural Society is staging the Multicultural Festival on Sunday, May 28th. Society President and Festival Chair Marnie LaPierre says with so many people researching their family trees and getting in touch with their ethnic roots, this is a good opportunity.
You know, there's tools on the internet that can help you with that, but this is a real personal touch to it. Everybody wants to share and they're excited to meet new people here in the community, and this is a great way to do it.
The festival is the afternoon of May 28th at the McIntyre Arena. The list of participating groups is still growing. The International Olympic Committee says individual athletes from Russia and Belarus should be allowed to return to competition if they agree to compete under a neutral flag. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has led the call to exclude all Russian athletes while his country is being occupied and attacked. The committee still hasn't decided whether those athletes will be able to participate in next year's Summer Olympics in Paris. The IOC says it will ban the two countries from participating in team sports, such as relay races and gymnastics. Finally, this afternoon, good news for bars and restaurants for the next year. The increase in excise duties on all alcohol products is being capped at 2% for the next 12 months. It was supposed to increase by over 6% on Saturday, but after public backlash, it was announced in yesterday's federal budget that it's being capped. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.